This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Women with Disabilities Victoria's youth experts will lead a panel discussion about disability representation in Australian young adult literature. And here to chat about this is the Youth Women's Empowerment Officer at Women with Disabilities Victoria, Bridget Jolly. Bridget, welcome to Joy Drive.
Hi, Warren. Thanks for having me.
Before we get on to the panel discussion event, can you tell us a little bit about Women with Disabilities Victoria?
Yeah, so we're a member-led organisation of women and non-binary people with disability that works across the state of Victoria. And we kind of have a few different areas of focus. So the ones that I particularly work in are working more directly with women and non-binary people with disability. We run leadership programs. We have hubs in regional areas where members meet monthly and get together. And then we also have a Youth Experts by Experience group. And then other programs that we have focus on areas of gender and disability and violence prevention and health and working within like workforce development and supporting those who work more closely with women and non-binary people with disability.
Bridget, what are some of the main current issues that are of greatest concern to you?
Oh, there are just so many and they always just pop up in different ways. But I think it's still like just the ongoing participation in day-to-day life and the barriers that people experience, just being able to access the community or take part in particular areas. And then things around the understanding that this community has and how to interact with people with disabilities and support them in things and like just an understanding of how disability, but also things around gender and other identities really kind of come into play when we're trying to just live our day-to-day lives.
Bridget, just on that understanding on how to support and interact people with disabilities, you're on the radio, people are listening to you now. What would be the top thing that you would love us to do?
I think it's about being respectful and kind of like not being afraid to mention disability and talk about disability, but knowing that, you know, we want to be seen as people and to use respectful language. And just if you're not sure about something, check and ask in a polite way. Talking about disability and access, they're not dirty, shameful things to be talking about. They're things that we want to be recognizing. And there's a lot of strengths that the disability community recognises that we have and we want to share more broadly. So also recognising that there's a lot of things that people with disability have to offer our society rather than just being seen as a burden or something like that.
Absolutely. So when we see someone with a disability, don't be afraid to go up and chat is what we need to do.
I think contextually, like thinking about that, the idea of like, if I'm just in my day-to-day life, I probably maybe not in the mood of like having just some random person coming up and asking me about my disability. But the idea of like in a particular context, like if I look like I'm struggling with something, it's okay to like come up and just be like, hey, do you need support with anything? Or that idea of particularly if you're working with people with disabilities, thinking about their access needs more so than like a particular diagnosis. So like how can people participate in something? What do they need rather than like what is the term to use?
Bridget, is it, let's say we see someone with a disability, for example, is approaching a difficult doorway or something like that. Should we immediately jump in and help or should we say, look, would you like some help?
Yeah, I think it's always good to like assume competence in a situation. So just if you think like there might be some danger or like something that the person hasn't identified, maybe just like observe and see if they look like they're struggling and before jumping in. Because most of the time people, we've got it, like we're sorted, we're able to do it. But if there's something like that we perhaps haven't noticed or there is an obstacle in that way, it is nice to have someone come up and just be asked, hey, do you need any assistance? You'd be amazed at the amount of times, though, that people will just, like, come up and grab a person and, like, push their chair or, like, pull them in a different direction, and that's when that stuff can be really scary. So we don't want that.
We're chatting with Bridget Jolly from Women with Disabilities Victoria about an upcoming online panel discussion event. Let's talk about the panel discussion. What's that all about?
Yeah, so we have a group called Youth Experts by Experience, and they're a group of young women and non-binary people with disability who kind of lead youth-based projects for our organisation. And we have a couple of members who are avid readers and really want to be able to raise conversations around disability representation. So the idea of visible disabilities, like what we were talking about before, but also noting that there are a lot of invisible disabilities as well and things that may not be as obvious. So how is disability represented in young adult literature? And that may be by authors with lived experience of disability, but also authors writing without that personal lived experience. And how are these stories of young Australians discussed, and how are they authentically represented, or what are the things that we need to be doing when wanting to talk about characters and stories that involve disability?
Sounds like a really important discussion. Where can we find out some more information about it?
Yes, yeah, so just some quick details. It is on this Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. AEDT time, so 6:30 Melbourne time. It's online via Zoom, and it's free. And people can register either by going to our website, www.wdv.org.au, and clicking through to our events and workshops page, or you can find us on socials. We're Women with Disabilities Victoria on Facebook and LinkedIn, and Women with Disabilities Vic on Instagram, and we've been posting about the event, so people can find that info there.
Bridget, great conversation, and thank you for educating us all on sort of how we should behave too when we're around people with disabilities.
Yeah, any chance to kind of have chats around inclusion and access, it's something I love to talk about, and I know a lot of people, you know, a lot of people want to be able to learn more about that, and sometimes they're just not sure on how to approach things, and it's something that often people don't have bad intentions, but sometimes can be a bit timid about it. And yeah, it's just something I love talking about. So anytime.
Fantastic, Bridget. Great to chat with you. Thanks for joining us on Drive.
Thanks, Warren.
Thank you. That is Bridget Jolly, the Youth Women's Empowerment Officer for Women with Disabilities Victoria. And for more information about this free online event, head to wdv.org.au, click through to their events and workshops page, or find them on their socials as Women with Disabilities Victoria on Facebook and LinkedIn, and Women with Disabilities Victoria on Instagram.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.